Luis relieved me at 10, but I didn't get much sleep that night, and when I came up into the galley early next morning, there stood Auguste, his back to me. He was bowing to the rats, waving his arms and making a speech.
My dear, dear audience, I am going to play once again that magnificent role which made me the toast of the Paris Theater. I am the evil genius of the medieval underworld. I am he who did guide the dark soul of the dead into the nether parts. No, do not be frightened, little children. I will not hurt you.
I stood staring at him, horror-struck. But he didn't notice me. The man had gone mad. He kept turning, telling his stories to all the rats, leaving no one out.
Auguste! Another one! A latecomer. Take a seat on the aisle, dear patron.
Stop it!
Move over there. Let the gentleman be seated.
Stop it! But he didn't stop. He went on, bowing and scraping to the rats, his big blue eyes rolling and winking, his wild red hair waving all about him. I grabbed him by the arm, slapped his face. He looked at me like a child, and then his face screwed up. He looked as though he were about to cry. Go below! Go on!
Very well, then. Later, my dear audience, later. Matinee today.
Sure, he was crazy. But I guess we all were. A few hours later, he came back up and caught Luis and me teasing the rats. Yes, it was fun. We would get right up against the glass and make faces at them. It drove them crazy. They would scratch away trying to get at our eyes. Luis was even cuter about it. He'd pull a piece of bread out of his pocket and press it against the glass. The rats would scramble into a solid ball, biting each other, clustering like grapes. From time to time, a whole knot of them would slip and fall the 110 feet to the surf below.
Look at the sharks.
They're eating them.
Yeah, the sharks are our friends. Here, get another bunch together. Here, yeah, my beauties. That's it. Pile up, kill each other. There they go.
Auguste joined in too. Very ingenious, Auguste. He learned that if he spread-eagled himself against the glass, they'd bunch and bundle against his figure, then he'd leap back.
Look! My portrait in rats!